Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
proxy coalition in this whole skirmish called the dissolving of Iraq in the 21st century. But that's another story that we may cover a little bit of, and have you weigh in on that. If you're out there, you want to call in, again, get out your magic marker, your crayon, your toenail paint, 800-313-9443. We even allow people to use pastels and chalks to do sketchings of our phone number, 800-313-9443. So I'll be hanging on, and our producer is anxiously awaiting to take your calls. He's just an energetic guy. I've always been impressed. Now, he actually is a fun guy to work with, but he will take your calls, and we'll get you up on the air as we can. Now, hopes and prayers for Bob Tuscan, who is not feeling good tonight. And, I mean, he's struggling, friends. He really is. I'm here to help him as much as I can. He and I have been doing this crazy radio stuff for, gosh, it's been at least 7 years now, I think, since it was before the Obama election in 2008, I know, back in the early days of alternative radio when it was first starting to come out. And, you know, I appreciate his work, his efforts, and his ability to keep this show on, his drive, because I would not be here if it weren't for Bob Tuscan. That's a certainty of a fact. I told him, Bob, it's a tough haul to do all this kind of work the way we do it as volunteers. But the truth is, you guys are such a good audience, and this is such a good show, and such a good format, such a good time slot, and hey, we're such a good thing, man. You know, that's why I'm here. So, I'm glad to be filling in tonight, and of course, we're just hoping Bob does well. Visit his website. You can visit his website. You can even send him a good well visitation email at thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. The Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com. And the website, of course, is bobtuscan.com, BOBTUSKIN.com. The chat room is there, and there are very articulate people in the chat room who I should pay more attention to and will tonight on the show. So, hey, it's Monday. Let's make it happen, man.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero debt guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free... Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero debt guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ask you a question. Do you deserve to be president? Well, Hillary Clinton tells a reporter that she does. She deserves to be president. Clinton believes it's her turn to read from the teleprompter. Why? Why would that be? What difference does it make, Hillary? You know, Hillary Clinton revealed the prevailing attitude of the elite during an interview with a freelance reporter in California. The reporter Samuel Rosales Avila of La Habra, California, was writing a feature on Clinton focused on how her presidency might influence Hispanic Americans. Well, doesn't that sound like it's racist to begin with? I mean, what difference does it make? What difference does it make what race people are? I mean, I want to know how she's going to help all Americans, you know. Well, we know what she's already done to hurt all Americans, of course, you know. The interview went as follows. I started asking Mrs. Clinton questions, mostly policy stuff, really focused on immigration. She was responding, but seemed a little off. I figured she was just distracted and didn't feel like it was worth her time. I kept going, but was starting to get frustrated. I decided I would ask her something I hadn't really even planned on. I said, Mrs. Clinton, some had suggested that you aren't healthy enough or are too old to pursue the presidency. Do you have a comment on that? I knew I had crossed a line for her right away. She snapped back, it's my turn. I've done my time, and I deserve it. Then she stormed off. After she left, one of her handlers came up to me, and he told me that he would need the recording of our interview, and that was now off the record. Oh, really? Why is it off the record? Because she said it to a reporter, and something she didn't like, something else that she wants to cover up after all the other things that she's done, and in the wake of Hillary Clinton's rise to power, there are skeletons in lots of closets, friends, as you well know. Let's see, a couple of names come to mind. The most prominent ones, of course, Vince Foster, Ron Brown, a few others. But now she deserves to be president, she says. Okay, this reporter says, I was shocked and disappointed, but it was clear that it wasn't a negotiation. In other words, they were saying, we want that tape. The National Report story quotes a neuroscientist and aging expert, Dr. Philip Kahle, who chalks up the outburst to an early sign of dementia. I don't think it's an early sign. I think it's been there all along. As a matter of fact, I think it's part of her personality. Mrs. Clinton is a disciplined, seasoned politician, Kahle told the National Report. Quote, it's really surprising to me that she would slip up like that in such a low-stakes environment. As a doctor, that causes me some concern that there may be something wrong. Hey, it's Monday. You better be laughing, man. Oh, my gosh. There may be something wrong. This is an individual who spent most of her life perfecting her public persona and has given thousands of interviews. A slip-up like this really indicates to me that some faculties may be declining. Well, you know, friends, I am not laughing at the downfall of a woman. I am laughing at the most hideous effect of what this woman believes about herself and her own persona that drives me to humor. And if not, I would probably question the sanity of the whole news media. But the fact is, you know, she actually thinks that she is attractive, she is outgoing, she is intelligent, she's personable, and yet we know what kind of person she really is. And it's hard to believe that even the Democrats would stoop so low. I mean, it's like they're not even dragging the bottom of the barrel here, you know. They're digging up the sewer line below the bottom of the barrel to bring up Hillary Clinton, in my opinion. She is old, old, old news, and she's losing it. And I hope we never see her in politics again. And there are a lot of places I think we would like to see her. Okay, none of them are to her liking, as you may know. Cal and the National Report, however, are missing the point. Clinton's reaction reveals an attitude of an elitist who believes she deserves to be president like a prince deserves to be king. Clinton's aspiration has nothing to do with service or a higher calling or any other platitudes recited by a groomed class of selected and well-read scripts from teleprompters. And they act like they are, they all act like they are compassionate and humble. Ronald Reagan was good at this. George W. Bush was terrible. Barack Obama is so narcissistic he does not even care one way or the other. Clinton may be suffering from dementia. She may also be overly and demonstratively frustrated that her turn has come so late in life and maybe, as it was in the runoff with Obama, stolen by somebody who was wet behind the ears and has not taken marching orders long enough from the CFR right down the street, the Council on Foreign Relations, that is. So, yeah, no, I, yes, no, yes, I, yes, do I agree that she is too old, possibly suffering from dementia. You know, she had that bad head accident or that head injury, and, of course, you know, Bill Clinton said, well, Hillary's head has always been bad, you know. Anyway, but she's had problems all her life, in my opinion, you know. So, you know, I don't know. To think that this woman would even come out, and as I said in the first segment of the show, that she's coming back to Colorado to sell her book again, you know. And I just wish she would disappear. She's like Ronald Reagan. Richard Nixon, more like. Don't you just wish she would go away? You know, just go away. But absolutely, you know, I'd like to see if she does get nominated, her get trounced in the next election, regardless of which clown the GOP comes up with. Another group of people I don't like are the GOP, the Republicans. So that's because I actually have tried to work with them for years, and they're very stubborn about thinking that winning is the game instead of principles are the principal thing. And that's what I've experienced with the Republicans, and that's one of the reasons why they're losing. That's one of the reasons why they came up with John McCain. My friends, you know, when I was in Washington, I was going to flail my injured arms at anybody who had the wrong ideas. Well, you know, that guy was somebody who the Republicans should have never run. And then there's Mitt the Net, right? You know, I mean, Mr. Drug Money Panama, right? You know, Mr. Bibi Netanyahu, good friend. Yeah, there's some pretty bad folks out there, that's for sure. So all of these people really are not on the running list or the suitable candidates that this country needs right now. And the Republicans are to blame for that. The Republicans are to blame because they've had very good opportunities to get on a good platform and correct the problems that have taken place here. But apparently they're all in the bed with the same harlot of Babylon that the rest of these parties are with, and they can't break free from it. So that's the situation with the Republican Party. Okay, well, I've got a couple minutes here. I wonder if I maybe should go to Fred in Iowa because he always has something to say. Fred, are you out there, buddy? Let's see if we can get you up and on the air.
Howdy, Steve.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, I'm. This old man's tired tonight, so a short blast, and then I'm gonna get off. Tell Bob. Fred from Iowa says hello, and I hope he gets feeling better soon.
Oh, thanks, Fred. Yeah.
YouTube took up how to protect yourself from psychopaths, and I just hit on it. I don't know how in the hell, just by luck, but 38 identifying different psychopaths. I haven't even read it yet or looked through it, but I'm sure that it's very informative. One other thing, don't join the banker's army. That doesn't make good sense whatever color of a beret you may wear. Thank you, buddy, and everybody out there listening, and good night. Have a good evening. Bye.
All right. Sure appreciate it, Fred. Thanks for thanks for the well wishes to Bob Tuscan, our show bringer and personality who holds the show down, and we do appreciate him, and we hope he gets back here real soon. He's working hard at it, friends, and you are doing the best you can to help us out, so we appreciate it. Right back after the break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Right now isn't what we're building for.
Monday night continues. The Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr's riding shotgun here with you. Monday through Friday, the show is on. We start at 10 o'clock Eastern. That'll be 9 o'clock Central, 8 here in Mountain, and 7 o'clock out on the West Coast. And across the Western Hemisphere, we're in prime time, which means we got people listening all up and down between Alaska and Canada, all the way down into Rio de Janeiro. And we'd love to hear from all of you folks out there. And the phone lines are open. I'll be taking some calls. Glad to hear from our friend Fred in Iowa. Wishing Bob a get well. And I'm sitting in for Bob right now because he is trying to get well. Phone number for the call-in line. If you have subjects or things you want to talk about, any subject is, up a pro. You know, keep it clean. We try to be family radio, even when we talk about Hillary Clinton. But, the phone number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. John, the Caribbean critic out in Barbados, has been joining us quite a bit. I hope you liked him. He's an expert with nuclear energy, nuclear problems and fissions and fractions and, you know, all kinds of things that relate to stuff like Chernobyl and, of course, Fukushima. I think he's going to be joining us as a kind of a co-host on the show pretty much more regularly, which is good. I like he and Dan, and they do a real good job. And so he's in Barbados. And I wonder what it's like out there, because I'd like to, sometimes you wonder, is the United States really even sane or safe anymore after all the things that are going on? Well, that's not crazy enough. There are crazy people in other parts of the world, and one of them is Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. Net and Yahoo, who endorses ISIS and the ISIS invasion of Iran. Okay, he says we need to arm those Al-Qaeda pundits from the old backlash of what we tried to do in Syria and give them more weapons to go all the way to Iran now. Okay, yeah, let's get the Muslims fighting among themselves. Let's arm them to the teeth. Excuse me. Well, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would like to see the Al-Qaeda spinoff of ISIS attack Iran in a repeat of the Iran-Iraq War, a conflict that lasted 8 years and cost Iraq 500,000 lives and Iran more than 750,000. So just a few million people will die. I guess that's what Netanyahu's idea is. Netanyahu told the United States to stay out of the fight currently developing in Iraq and allowing both sides to annihilate each other. Don't strengthen either of them. Weaken both, he advised. According to Netanyahu, who is a real humanitarian, and the Israelis, a comparable or larger death toll responsible from war between Sunni and Shiite Muslims would be preferable to Iran possessing a nuclear weapon. You know, as if Iran is going to attack with a nuclear weapon. You know, I mean, if they had 12 of them, I don't think they would launch an attack because there would be instant annihilation in retribution. And that is what we call the mutual assured destruction deterrent, friends. MAD. It's been in effect for quite a few years. I don't think Iran's weaponry is going to be effective. But that scares people, see. Atomic bombs in the hands of Iranian Shiite types who want to either drive Israel off the map or obliterate the whole country, according to Netanyahu. And this is what he is telling us we have to do. We have to just stand back and let these people fight it out while he picks sides. And, of course, the Sunni side, in alliance with the Saudi Arabians, who have been a very open but silent at the same time supporter of Israel all these years, as well as the alliance with the United States and the Anglo-American oil empire, you know, you find this kind of thing developing. And that's kind of what Netanyahu is wanting to do, is play favorites on this deal. And so he's going to try to cheer them on as this war goes on. I don't think he's really concerned about these people at all. As a matter of fact, obviously, human beings, if they're Arabs or Palestinians or anybody in either the Shiite or the Sunni world, don't amount to human beings, to Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. But anyway, according to Netanyahu, the Israelis, a comparable or larger, the death toll, this is what the Israelis and Netanyahu were saying, a comparable or larger death toll than the one in the earlier Iran-Iraq war is preferable. Iran's nukes, a big lie designed to foment conflict. That's the next part of the story. And this story, by the way, is by Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com, June 23rd, 2014. I like to credit my sources, Kurt Nemo. June 23rd. U.S. and Israeli intelligence leaders of the Israeli military, as well as the International Atomic Energy Agency, have all concluded Iran does not have a nuclear weapon program. Now, wait a minute. U.S. and Israeli intelligence leaders of the Israeli military, as well as the International Atomic Energy Agency, have all concluded. So, where does Bibi get his information? Why is this a threat? Why is he raising this as a threat? I mean, doesn't he have enough, interest and control and pull as Prime Minister of Israel to tell those people over at Israeli intelligence to get in line with his political bantering? I mean, what kind of a paper sock puppet is he? You know, if he can't even control his own intelligence people who are saying, as the story quotes, U.S. and Israeli intelligence leaders of the Israeli military, as well as the International Atomic Energy Agency, have all concluded Iran does not have a nuclear weapon program. The United States, European allies, and even Israel generally agree on three things about Iran's nuclear program. Tehran does not have a bomb, has not decided to build one, and is probably years away from having a deliverable nuclear warhead, Reuters reported in 2012. Despite this, Israel and the United States continue to portray Iran as a nuclear threat. Israel and Pakistan are the only countries in the region known to have nuclear weapons. A technician at the Dimona nuclear reactor in, Mordecai Vanuul, confirmed the existence of Israel's nuclear weapons in 1986. The Avraham Berg, a former speaker of the Knesset, said in December the Jewish state has both nuclear and chemical weapons. Nuclear and chemical weapons. Israel and the U.S. engineer conflict in the Middle East is what this next caption to the story reads. Israel played a role in the devastating war between the two countries in 1981 during Operation Seashell. It sold around $75 million worth of arms from stocks of Israel's military industries, Israeli aircraft industries, and Israeli defense forces stockpiles, according to the author Ronan Bergman. Quote, Israel has a vital interest in the continuing of the war in the Persian Gulf and in Iran's victory. Then Israeli Defense Minister Ariel Sharon told the Washington Post in May of 1982. This opinion was shared by Prime Ministers Yitzhak Shamir of the Likud Party and Shimon Peres of Labor. So we've seen this before. We've also seen that there was gas used, of course, during that war. And that was I could go into all of that. There's a lot there. I would continue this story, but it just becomes even more belaborsome in terms of the hodgepodge of lies and disinformation pertaining to Israeli security issues that Bibi Netanyahu seems to just use willy-nilly, like a kid with a cap gun would, you know, fanning his whole stick of caps at the neighborhood cat. You know, this man has no responsibility at all pertaining to the kind of leadership Israel should demand at this critical moment. I really don't think it's in anybody's interest to agitate the problems even more. But, of course, this rhetoric about anti-Iranian threats that keeps coming from Bibi Netanyahu and Peres and the others in the Israeli war hawk community is about keeping the idea of them politically in charge, in control, on edge and keeping the nation and the whole situation on pins and needles in a defensive posture that only serves their political means to an end and only agitates the situation in order to keep the funding coming in from the United States and the threat real. So we've had this all along. You know, Assad up in Syria was really no threat to U.S. interests. He hadn't intended to attack Iraq and take over the oil fields and all that hard-won land that our U.S. forces paid dearly to get. He was not a threat at that time. And he had no need, really, to bother anybody. And as a matter of fact, things were starting to settle down in more of a negotiable term with the Israelis over the Golden Heights and areas like that before all this started. So why do we have to keep adding more fuel to the fire? Ask Bibi. He has no real answer that makes any sense. Be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper...
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr's riding in here, shotgun with you. You know, isn't it ironic? We were talking about all the antagonism between Iran and Israel that's being inflamed by Bibi Netanyahu and others. And, of course, you have to say, in all honesty, there is some antagonism on both sides as well. The Ayatollah Khomeini, the original Ayatollah from the fall of the Shah in 1979. I remember those days pretty well because I was attending college then, and we had, it was very strange. I mean, you'd go down to the school cafeteria, and you get a cup of coffee and a bagel or something, you know, a sweet roll or whatever, and you're sitting there, and all of a sudden, about 35 guys came in with signs and bags over their head. Down with Shah! Down with Shah! You know, and all this, I mean, you're going, whoa, this is pretty strange. I mean, one or two would be one thing, but, you know, I mean, there's maybe 35 or 40 of these guys, and they don't want to be identified, okay? Because they're going to school on grants, on relationships that, of course, the Shah had with the United States, the Shah of Iran, who took over, you know, in a virtually a bloody coup after Mossadegh fell, you know, an elected leader who also had the idea that the oil under Iran belonged to Iranians and maybe they should be able to sell it. But, you know, his idea was wrong because they were doing things with our oil under their land, and British Petroleum, of course, had high interests and stakes in the whole thing at that time. And so the struggles over controlling this oil resource in Iran led to the fall of Mossadegh in 1953. And then we had what we called the Peacock Dynasty of the Shah of Iran, and he was there until 1979. Well, you know, at this time, you know, in 1979, there was a lot going on. If you are old enough to recall those times like I am, you remember the hostage situation where the Iranian students or whoever they were actually broke in and took over the U.S. Embassy and held our hostages for 444 days. And there was a lot of tension during the last part of the Carter administration and led right up to the very inauguration day of Ronald Reagan when they were released, oddly enough. Very poetic and very theatric, wasn't it? Talk about that sometime. We'll have some very good guests and people like that who can discuss these things. But anyhow, you know, I remember the kind of upheaval there was among a lot of the Iranian students. And I knew I had a good friend who I had met at school. He was a young Persian Jew. He was a Jew from Iran. His name was Dariush, which is Darius, you know, the old biblical name, Darius the Mede or Darius the King of the going way, way back in history. It's like William or it's like Robert or it's like James. You know, it's one of those names that very common. Dariush was attending school and he was studying, I think, agronomy or something like that. I'm not sure what it was. He wasn't really involved in politics at all. He was a Jew and his family was Jewish. They'd lived in Iran for many years. And now he found himself in a very difficult situation because he really didn't want to go to Israel. And of course, the Jewish community was kind of open to talking to him. But at that time, he had started to look into Messiah Yeshua, who is, if you know anything about that story, he is this guy who was a Jew many years ago who died on a cross. And, you know, many of the Jews, even to this day, still believe that he might have been the Messiah. And so when you kind of get into that cult, you're no longer favorable with Jewish people. So he really didn't have any Jewish friends. And then, of course, he was an Iranian, so what do you think people in Colorado thought of him? You know, they didn't like him very well. Of course, he's not one of those Iranians, you know. And then, of course, the Iranian people didn't like him for a couple of reasons. One, he wouldn't take a side either pro or against the Shah. And the other was that he wasn't Islamic. He wasn't a Shiite. He wasn't even a Sunni, you know. And so, but we got to be very good friends, he and I, and a very articulate young man, very sweet guy, really. You know, I never saw any kind of malice or harm in his intent or anything. He was, he really needed friends, and we had a group of us actually who were all friends with him. Some of the people that I knew very well and he knew, eventually we all became very good friends. But I heard a lot about the whole thing. I mean, I was writing on the ground floor of what was happening, watching what was taking place in Iran in 1979 with this Islamic revolution under the Ayatollah Khomeini. And I'd written several interviews, or not interviews, but editorials, I guess, op-eds for the newspaper. And I had basically tried to explain that the best situation for the Iranians at the time of the Shah's departure or fall would have been for a fellow who was named Bakhtiar to take over the government, who actually did for about a week and a half to 2 weeks. And he wasn't a Shah supporter. He had actually been in the opposition party, but he was Western trained. He was an intelligent fellow. He was able to negotiate the situations. He was the natural leader for this transition. But the people in Iran had the idea that, you know, death to the U.S., death to Israel, the great Satan. And, I mean, we saw a lot of this footage on the news. And these people were calling for an Islamic government under the Ayatollah Khomeini, who we actually supported with the CIA and Canadian intelligence and people like that, under the guise of the UN, even providing him the facilities to create all of these audio cassettes that he had recorded, and they helped him disseminate these among the Iranians because they didn't like what the Shah was doing. You see, the Shah also got the same idea that Mossadegh did. There was an organization called OPEC that's still around. The oil producing economic community, if you know the what the acronym stands for. And these are people who had the idea that they could actually have a little bit of the bargaining process of selling oil, and as a result they caused oil prices to spike, which upset the people like Rockefeller and Kissinger and all the others who had a deal worked out to corner the market to control all energy with oil. So the Shah fell out of power, is what I'm saying. Like a lot of the other people that we've put in power, we've talked about so many of them. The list goes on and on. There's Saddam Hussein. There's Gaddafi. There's Batista in Cuba. There was Pinochet. There was, gosh, who else am I thinking of? I mean, well, of course, the Shah. So many others that we've seen over the years. Marcos in the Philippines. These people all get their own idea that they can run their own government. And after a little while, they find out that the United States, oh, Mubarak, there's another good one, Mubarak in Egypt as well. And of course, he'd been president for quite some time since Anwar Sadat had been murdered. But the point is simply this, that we always set these people up, and then we come after them later because things don't work out the way we want to, or we need to engage in some sort of a conflict to show a show of strength, right? We've seen this happen so many times. So it seems like one of the worst people you could be is somebody who is a puppet, a protege in this proxy war out there. And that's, we have so many of those kinds of people out in, you know, that are in the political spectrum. And we've just seen them fall one after another over the years, these little tin-horn dictators that we prop up and then we have to take down for some reason, probably due to our economic interests, like Noriega and Panama and people like that as well. So anyhow, I'm dealing with this whole situation, my young friend from Iran. And, you know, the thing is, I thought I would bring all that story to a head here with this point, that for thousands of years, Jewish people lived in Iran very peacefully. As a matter of fact, there's video clips you can see of Ahmadinejad embracing some of the Orthodox Jews in New York. He came to a meeting. He was invited to speak. These guys don't like Israel. They think it's a very bad idea. They're very Orthodox in their Judaism, but they don't believe in what's going on over there. And Ahmadinejad was on very good terms with them. He doesn't hate all Jews. Iranians don't hate all Jews. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Jewish community has been inside Iran since, well, at least 2,500 years ago, since the conquest of of Cyrus the Great, the emperor who controlled the Persian Empire in 535 BC, right around in that area. Okay, and what most people don't realize, it was Cyrus's dictate and command to allow the Jews to return to Israel the first time after their first expulsion, which took place over 70 years from about 609 BC to around 539 BC, right around in that area, 538. They were expulsed. The temple was burned by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. And you can actually read this in your Bible at the end of the book of Kings. I believe it's the Second Kings, and it's also in the Chronicles. And it also begins in the book of Ezra. This Persian was the one who recreated Israel the first time around. Okay? I mean, isn't it odd that now with Netanyahu in Iran and all this nonsense that's going on with heating up this dialect, is so out of kilter with thousands of years of history, peaceful relations between the Persians or the Iranians and Jews. Why has it all changed now? Okay, we'll get back to some more things after the break, friends. Stay tuned to the Bob Tuscan Show. We will return on this Monday.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial...